Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we like to play the jokes back and see who had the best one. Here's joke of the week number one. Well, this is kind of embarrassing, Dave. I failed the emissions test.
What were you driving?
I wasn't in my car at the time. That's more a never mind joke of the week number two.
The following is a smarty pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Dave, you matter.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Unless you multiply yourself by the speed of light, then you energy. If you want to say speed of light squared, fine. Enjoy. Joke of the week number three. I just heard that a rival dad in my neighborhood is handing out full-size chocolate bars, so now every trick-or-treater that comes to my door is getting an entire rotisserie chicken. I don't know if that's a joke, but I just love the idea of kids walking around with those little cardboard rotisserie chicken handles. Here's joke of the week number four. Hey, Dave, how many electricians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
Just one, Dave. They're electricians. They're good at this sort of thing. Come on, Dave. Come on,
They're
Dave.
They're all dead.
Joke of the week number five. Hey, what would one duck say if it saw another duck about to hit its head? That's a pretty good question. Number six, please.
Hey, John, what does a cannibal say on Halloween?
Trick or feed.
How did the baby cheese dress up for Halloween?
As a little monster.
Why don't zombies eat kids dressed up as ghosts?
They taste like sheet, Dave.
Where do baby ghosts go when their parents are at work?
Day scare. Here's joke of the week number seven. I went to a costume party dressed as a harp. The host told me I was too small to be dressed as a harp. I said, are you calling me a liar? Not bad. Here's joke of the week number eight. Dr. Frankenstein entered a bodybuilding competition and then realized he had seriously misunderstood the objective. He walks in with the monster. He's so embarrassed. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor and John Williams will star as his patient.
So how much marijuana do you smoke?
Okay, why is that your first question?
It wasn't.
Dave Ennett is concerned physician. Yeah. Well done. I felt like I was in the office. I'd waited 30 minutes, but I appreciate you swinging by eventually. Joke of the week number 10. Hey, Dave, have you heard the old Chinese proverb, tight pants like cheap hotel, no ballroom? Let's just move along. Here's joke of the week number 11. Hey, Dave, I've been working out and people now say I have the body of a god.
I can see that.
Thank you, Dave.
You mean like Buddha, right?
Thank you, Dave. No, Dave, Buddha wasn't.
Thank God.
There's some question about Buddha's status and we don't care. It was just a joke we told on the radio. What's next here? That would be joke of the week number 12.
John, I'm going to draw two interconnected circles.
Then?
Sometime tomorrow.
Was that a smarty pants joke? Wait, I think so. That's the end of that joke, right?
Yes.
Steve, should we have qualified that or not?
No.
I don't think we need to underestimate the intelligence of our listeners just because the host didn't understand the joke. Here's number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a patient and John Williams will star as his doctor.
Well, you have anemia, seborrhea, and onomatopoeia.
What's onomatopoeia?
Dave, I'm afraid it's exactly what it sounds like. John Williams is a physician, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Here's our final joke of the week. Dave, SCUBA is an acronym for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
I knew that.
And TUBA is also an acronym
for
terrible underwater breathing apparatus.
I didn't know that.
Now you know. Now you know, Dave. All right, that's our batch of 14. Dave, why don't you start this week? What was the joke of the week, please?
I like the idea of a duck being told to duck.
Kevin, were you able to pay attention there, sir?
Give me the duck. That was hilarious.
Duck, duck, duck! Steve,
duck,
where are you going to go?
Duck.
Seriously. Wow. Yeah. Producer Pete, please.
Doc.
Are you serious? I'm going
clean
to stay
sweep.
In the bird family and go with rotisserie chicken. Here, kid, have a rotisserie chicken. It's got garlic. Okay, still, that means that we had four of the five, so we'll figure out who sent us that joke, and that person will automatically win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll randomly select a name in just a minute and announce that, too.